Welcome back to New World Next Week. I'm James Corbett of CorbettReport.com.
And I'm James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com. Most of the kids are in nowhere any kind of brain space to really, really think about it in a serious kind of way. We have got that story, plus imported voters, but first, they merely called it a chaotic incident. James, I saw the words chaotic incident trending on the sidebar of Twitter the other week. I was like, oh, what's that? They now call it the Flower Massacre. Life-saving aid becomes deadly struggle in Gaza. Grabbing this actually from France24.com. At least 112 Palestinians were killed and more than 750 others were injured after Israeli troops opened fire on civilians gathered at a convoy of food trucks southwest of Gaza City, Palestinian health officials said. Israel denied it was to blame, saying many of the victims were run over by aid trucks in a rush to obtain the food. The massacre comes as the UN warns of an almost inevitable famine in the besieged Palestinian enclave amid increasing reports of children dying of starvation. Witnesses reported that Israeli troops opened fire on the civilians trying desperately to get a hold of food. However, Israeli officials denied that civilians had been fired upon. Israeli Defense Forces said that people were trampled to death or injured during a fight to take supplies off of the trucks. They have described it as the Flower Massacre, flour like the baking powder. Medics said that children were amongst the hundreds of dead and injured. The IDF has also been accused of targeting multiple aid convoys near the Rafah crossing in Gaza. So they say, oh, they were all just run over by the trucks. Well, then why do 80% of the victims have gunshot wounds? From ABC News, Gaza doctor says gunfire accounted for 80% of the wounds at his hospital from aid convoy bloodshed. UN and EU, meanwhile, call for a probe into the killings of Palestinians awaiting aid in Gaza. A call by the United Nations for an investigation into the Flower Massacre received the backing Friday of the European Union and at least three European countries. Meanwhile, the U.S. has blocked Algeria's condemnation of Gaza aid massacre at the UN. The U.S. claimed that it did not have all the facts on the ground. Now, it's not saying you don't know what happened. It's saying we don't know what happened concerning the massacre on Palestinians queuing up for aid by the Israeli military. James, it really does seem like Holocaust Incorporated learned a lot from those Wall Street-funded Nazis, eh?
Unfortunately so. Absolutely disgusting. If people want the blow-by-blow of all of the developments on this story and what was claimed and counterclaimed and what we know about it, I would suggest, as usual, they follow the reporting of Ryan Christian over at Last American Vagabond. He's had a few in-depth podcasts about that in just in the past week, so I will put that in the show notes for people who are interested in that. But long story short, yes, the Israeli government, surprise, surprise, has been lying through its teeth about every stage of the development of this story from, we had nothing to do with any of this. It was all run by some UNRWA or some outside agency. Oh, wait, no. We are controlling the borders. We're letting everything through. We were directing this convoy, but the people were rushing and it was people being stampeded. No, there's 80% of the people have gunshot wounds. It was a massacre. The most disgusting type of massacre you can imagine. Bringing food aid into a starving population and then mowing them down is just the most horrendous war crime imaginable. And this is the most crystal clear crystallization of Henry Kissinger's old tactic of using food as a weapon. You couldn't think of a more direct and literal interpretation of it than something like this. And it has gotten to the point where, yes, we can cite France 24, we can cite ABC News, we can cite Reuters, BBC. They cannot cover this up anymore. It is absolute out there mainstream information that they can't even deny at this point. And it gets worse because even if we took the Israeli government and the IDF lies at face value, oh, okay, it was all their fault. They crushed themselves trying to get to this food aid. What does that say underneath? It says that the blockade that the Israeli government is running on Gaza is so effective that these people are starving to death so efficiently that they will kill themselves in a herd and mass stampede to try to get to any scraps of food aid that are allowed in to North Gaza. This is a war crime any way you cut it. And anyone who thinks otherwise, I defy you to look at the pictures of the starving children that you can find quite easily now in any number of stories. As Gaza's hunger crisis worsens, emaciated children at hospitals. Hungry children are dying in Gaza as Israel's chokehold on aid drives territory towards starvation. Gaza's starving children need a flood of aid, UN. It is absolutely despicable. And James, I'm with you on this one. It's beyond this is a genocide that is being perpetrated on the Palestinian people. No, this is a Holocaust. This is a Holocaust of the Palestinian people that is going on in Gaza right now. And it is absolutely disgusting. In any just universe, Netanyahu would be in chains sitting before a tribunal for war crimes right now, being prepared to be sentenced for crimes against humanity. The IDF would be disbanded and the international community would be in there running the illegal Israeli settlements out of occupied Palestine. It is disgusting. It is a crime against humanity. And I don't think anyone who is supportive of this in the name of getting those dastardly terrorist boogeymen that were created, funded, and brought into being by the Israeli government are not even on the plane of moral conversation and can be safely excluded from the conversation. But don't worry, guys. The U.S. will take care of it. Axios has this hot scoop, hot off the press a week ago. U.S. wants Israeli-ridden assurances on using U.S. weapons in Gaza by mid-March. The Biden administration gave Israel until mid-March to sign a letter provided by the U.S. on Tuesday that gives assurances it will abide by international law while using U.S. weapons and allow humanitarian aid into Gaza. Wow. Man, it just stirs the heart to think, doesn't it? Anyway, this is the ongoing, unfolding war crime in the occupied Palestine that is not a genocide, it is a Holocaust. It is being perpetrated by the Israeli government. It needs to stop now.
And what a fascinating sort of as above, so below would it be if we saw Netanyahu in the dock at Nuremberg? They'd probably let him pop a cyanide pill like his Spider-Man double memes did before him. James, didn't we report previously at some point since October 7th that the IDF at some point said, hey, women and children, you guys can all go over to this safe space, and then bombed it? I guess what some bit of good news out of this, it's tearing apart the Democrat Party here in the States because of all the infighting between supporting or not supporting Israel versus Palestine. James, I covered just the other day on my Morning Monarchy, Netanyahu repeatedly ignored and frustrated attempts to disrupt Hamas finances. A retired senior Mossad official has alleged that Netanyahu repeatedly ignored and even frustrated efforts to stop the flow of hundreds of millions of dollars to Hamas. You gotta read this piece. Really interesting. It's kind of like the people within the U.S. government that were warning specifically about the events leading up to 9/11, and what did they hear? Hey, thanks, but you're fired, and we now close down your bureau. That's what happened to this former Mossad agent when he said, you know, here are all the money points that are going to Hamas. Hey, thanks for letting us know. Your bureau and your project is now shut down. I have to apologize out there, folks. I'm sorry, but I think this is your third week in a row of hipster Gates news. And speaking of 9/11, Elon Musk says that President Biden flying 320,000 unvetted migrants into the U.S. sets the stage for something far worse than 9/11. Grabbing this from the New York Post, Elon Musk ripped President Joe Biden's administration for secretly flying 320,000 unvetted migrants into the U.S., signaling that the groundwork is being laid for something far worse than 9/11. Musk noting that it's just a matter of time that the U.S. faces another terrorist attack of that magnitude. Quote, this administration is both importing voters and creating a national security threat from unvetted illegal immigrants. This is why groups on the far left fight so hard to stop voter ID requirements under the absurd guise of protecting the right to vote. Though 36 states have laws requiring voters to show some sort of identification at the polls, which I assume would have happened yesterday and Super Tuesday here in America, 14 states, including, of course, New York, California, D.C., don't require any form of documentation to vote, which to me, again, even if you believed in this system, you'd have to go, how does that make any of this work? In the past 12 months, Biden's administration has allowed at least 320,000 illegal immigrants to fly into 43 different American airports through a controversial program using the Customs and Border Patrol app. also known as CBP-1, that was created to let migrants apply for parole into the U.S., reported by and broken by the Daily Mail. Because I have to learn about my criminal government from some other country's news, James. It wasn't immediately clear where these migrants were flying in from. The Center for Immigration Studies has said that locations are kept under wraps due to fear that bad actors would inflict harm on public safety or the information would create law enforcement vulnerabilities. In a lawsuit seeking to block Biden's CBP-1 app, the CIS added that the secretive flights are, quote, legally dubious. After Eagle Pass, Texas declared a state of emergency last year over the unprecedented arrival of thousands of migrants, and New York City was alarmed that it was running out of social services and financing to support the 100,000-plus migrants in the Big Apple, Musk said migrants will come for your homes next. This is what happens when you run out of hotel rooms. Soon, cities will run out of schools to vacate. Then they will come for your homes, Musk said in an X post in response to a video of a yellow school bus dropping migrants off at James Madison High School in Brooklyn earlier this year, which closed school for the day to accommodate the migrants during a rainstorm. All of the related links, and indeed, FOIA documents will all be up in the show notes. Musk says worse than 9/11 after Biden admits flying in 320,000 national security vulnerabilities. And another one I covered this week on Your Morning Monarchy, Attorney General Merrick Garland calls voter ID laws unnecessary. Civil War, coming soon to a theater of urban warfare near you. James, they are just scientifically formulating all this.
Aren't they? Aren't they indeed? Exactly right. Because, oh, okay, there the establishment is against this voter ID, so we got to be harder for the voter ID. What kind of, oh, how about a digital ID? How about, I see exactly the type of prison that they are creating, and then the way that they are getting people to willingly herd themselves into the prison and cheer as they are doing so. I can see it unfolding before my very eyes, which is what is so disgusting about this. But before I get into my rant, James, Hipster Gates is a good one. I don't think I've heard that one before. Is that your coinage?
I slipped that one in last week. I know it can happen. Media monarchy moves pretty quickly. Yeah. It might take two times to catch it.
Straight over my head anyway. Okay, I like that. I'll have to start using that. But yes, Hipster Gates indeed. And what is Hipster Gates trying to seed into the public consciousness with this limited hangout misdirection? Yes, of course. Yes, the flooding of these illegal, unvetted migrants that and the setting up of a potential 9/11. Well, there's a lot to say about that. One of which is, speaking of broken clocks right twice a day, the Heritage Foundation had this up last year. The vetting of migrants at the border shouldn't make you feel any safer, which makes a valid point that the vetting process, if we're so concerned about unvetted migrants, well, the vetting process is basically checking the records of the U.S. and its allies for previous criminal charges or what have you. But if you've got a migrant coming from Syria or something, well, you have no record of that. So, okay, come right on in. So the vetting process, it's not like we should be cheering, oh, please, more vetting. But at any rate, 9/11. Well, I think there may be a point there, because just like 9/11 was a false flag event perpetrated by the intelligence agencies in order to, write the blank check of the war of terror and the homeland security state and everything else that unfolded over the past 23-24 years. Yes, absolutely. It's the exact same thing along these lines. Can you imagine what the intelligence agencies are plotting with regards to this wide open space that they can move any agents or any of their assets that they want into the United States, and they can set it up in any number of narrative ways that they'd like. A Russian white supremacist member of the base, white supremacist group, the base, they literally call it the base, right? Who's a conspiracy theorist who wants to, influence the selection by spreading disinformation online, and they catch him just in time, and they can write off, check off every box on their little scorecard of narrative memes that they want to pick up on and clamp down on. And how will they clamp down on it? By the digital ID. If this all sounds familiar to you, that's because I've been talking about it for a while. I will just humbly direct people back to episode 453 of the Corbett Report. Don't worry, the border problem is about to be solved. Yay! Travel ban. You don't know where this is going, I have laid it out all there for you. I'm telling you what is about to happen, and people will cheer as the digital ID prison is constructed around them.
We've been saying this for months, if not years. People will cheer to keep all those thieving kids out of my grocery store. I'll gladly take a biometric scan and have to subscribe to get into the grocery store if it keeps those bad people out. Because I know I'm not doing anything wrong, so what do I care about being surveilled and tracked and traced like cattle constantly? How will we stop all these migrants? That's the thing. And I've said it years past. I've heard it on classic old episodes of Morning Monarchy. Right will get a wall, and the left will get a national ID for use with said wall. It is all coming together, man. They are ratcheting up the helter-skelter, trans, let's all fight each other war games. Again, almost as though they mapped the minds of men 100 years ago and are playing us like a Stradivarius. World's leading authority on gender-affirming care revealed to be unscientific and unethical. Your wild card, third and final story for this New World Next Week, episode 547, comes from thecountersignal.com. Leaked files from the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, which I believe they pronounce as WPATH, have exposed significant ethical concerns within the so-called medical practice known as gender-affirming care. Made public by Environmental Progress, the leaked documents reveal a pattern of ethical violations and lack of adherence to evidence-based medical practices by clinicians. WPATH, a prominent authority in gender medicine, has massive influence on global standards in transgender healthcare. The WPATH files show that what is called gender medicine is neither science nor medicine, said journalist Michael Schellenberger of Environmental Progress. The experiments are not randomized, they're not double-blind, they're not controlled. It's not medicine, since the first rule is to do no harm, and that requires informed consent. The leaked files indicate that members of WPATH often engaged in improvised treatments without meeting the rigorous standards expected in medical care. I assume that means prior to the last 4 years. Particularly alarming is the revelation that children and adolescents undergoing gender-affirming care may not fully comprehend the lifelong implications of such treatments. Possibly related to, again, James, I talk about and fear the younger generations don't know the difference between TikTok antler filters. Oh, that's totally real. Those people look like that on Instagram and TikTok, right? I'll believe anything. Discussions within WPATH demonstrate a disregard for the long-term well-being of patients, including minors who are undergoing life-altering medical interventions like puberty blockers and surgeries. One leaked video clip shows one WPATH panel member acknowledging that many young adults who receive so-called gender-affirming care later experience reproductive regret. Quote, like, regret. It's there. And I don't think that surprises any of us, end quote, he says. Same member in another clip concedes that it's impossible for vulnerable individuals with severe mental health conditions to give informed consent to things like puberty blockers or hormone therapy. Quote, most of the kids are nowhere in any kind of brain space to really, really talk about it in a serious kind of way, and that's always bothered me, end quote. The documents emerge against the background of a recent study indicating that administering puberty blockers to trans kids may reduce their IQ, among other adverse effects, such as causing sterility. But, newsflash, that's not the bug or the vulnerability that they are going to patch. That is one of the main features. The WPATH files I will link to on environmentalprogress.org. I'll also, James, include the link to basically the everything file, and it goes to Proton Drive. The WPATH files and report, it is a 1.5 gig file. Of course, download and saved for posterity, as I like to archive everything in Media Monarchy. Meanwhile, in related news, Dylan Mulvaney says what? Doritos fires trans activist after being alerted to sick tweets. And I'll let you read for yourself. Sick tweets about, you know, I like to molest little kids and stuff. How does... this makes you wonder, how does a mega corporation like Doritos, PepsiCo not vet these people? Unvetted influencers. Hey, look at what a great idea Bud Light had. Let's do that. Except worse somehow. You almost have to wonder if they're doing it, like a lot of these situations, on purpose. No, they're just all incompetent. That's why they didn't stop 9/11. I will include the Doritos deleted video of Samantha Hudson, and I already had the PepsiCo-owned Doritos on my food morning show this morning, James. Kellogg and PepsiCo urging Gen Z to eat Doritos and cereal for dinner. because that's what they think of you. James, what, I'm maybe putting you on the spot here. What is the common thread through all three of the stories this week?
I guess probably what you're referring to right there, that they have set all of these things up as problems in order to engender reactions so that they can provide the solutions. They all seem like generated crises, man-made generated crises to me. What do you say?
I think that's absolutely it. And through so much of our work, we each separately and together have come back to again and again and again. It seems to be this eugenics mindset of so many of these so-called elites that their same moves and their same plans seem to get played out time and time again, even though sometimes it's a Republican and sometimes it's a Democrat. It just keeps on moving forward. And again, thanks to the people like AJ and David Icke and G. Edward Griffin and all those folks who have shown all those works to say they fund both sides, man.
Yeah.
That's why that's I think, one of the most important things to remember, James. Yeah.
But don't worry, James. Once the voting machines select Trump in 2024, then the Israeli situation will end. Oh, wait, no, he's going to bomb harder. Yay. Oh, great. Yeah. Anyway, people can play stupid status games and win their stupid status prizes. I hope people will download this whole package of the WPATH, the psychopath files here from that Proton link that we're putting in the show notes. Not just for posterity. I hope they will actually go through and read the report, watch the video. At the very least, there's a handy-dandy summary with excerpts of various parts of this video that put in bullet point form some of the incredible things that are said in the internal documents and video and conferences of this WPATH psychopath organization. But long story short, if you just want in a paragraph or two, in the FAQ that they have, what do the files reveal? The WPATH files reveal that WPATH is neither a medical organization nor a scientific organization. The group is engaging in an unregulated experiment on some of the most vulnerable individuals in society. The ethical and legal obligation of securing informed consent is being disregarded, and members show little concern for the potential long-term outcome of patients. Awareness exists among members regarding the debilitating and potentially fatal side effects of experimental hormone therapies. There is evidence that members know puberty blockers are experimental, and that young patients lack a comprehensive understanding of the long-term physical and psychological effects of hormonal and surgical interventions, making cognitive consent impossible. And that's it in a nutshell. And if you go through and look at these documents, look at the videos, read the report, you will find every single point there is actually truly backed up in what they are saying themselves internally that they don't want to say to the outside world for some reason or other. And you know me, I'm a voluntarist. Your body, your choice. I feel sympathy for people with such body dysmorphia that they would resort to such radical tactics. But if you're an informed adult human being, you can make whatever decisions you want with your body and live to regret them if that it comes to that. But to do this to children is butchery on a level that is just, it is heartbreaking and absolutely staggering that anyone is allowing this to occur. It is disgusting that children are making decisions, being allowed to make decisions about their body and their entire rest of their lives when the people who are doing this admit internally that they know that children cannot understand what they are doing. It is absolutely insane. Anyway, you won't get the gist of this from any short summary. You've got to go and look through these documents yourself, so I hope people will go and download them.
James, and I think maybe the most dangerous part, well, and that's it, there's the through line, or a through line for three of those stories. It's all about sacrificing children and using them as political and occult pawns. And I think what they don't want to hear, certainly my message is not popular at all. I don't hate Jews at all. I don't hate trans people at all. I hate the state and their eugenics agenda. That might be really dangerous to, you know, a lot of their works they've got planned. There it is, James. The new world next week. Sigh. Some folks in my community made a meme of us doing the new world next week. Sigh. I'll have to share that one with you. The latest Corbett Report Data Archive is in store. 2015 Data Archive, the USB flash drive, is at newworldnextweek.com. That is just one of the ways you can support our fear-free, ad-free work. I also stream, as I've told you, hardcore news, music, memes, and more. It is not safe for work. It is for adults only. And that's where I also stream the exclusive audio of these brand new New World Next Week episodes before they are published anywhere. And that's how people can hear sometimes the raw original version that might get censored later for publication and broadcast. No poop, Sherlock. Oh, James, in worse news, it's time to monkey around with the clocks again here in the States. We spring forward 1 hour this weekend, and one of the main things I like about it is that it'll give me that extra hour before we shoot New World next week. James, that's 5:47. That's all I got, man.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you for putting these stories together, for doing the work that you do. I hope people check out Media Monarchy, and I'll see you again next week.
All right, buddy. As always, thank you. Take care.
Take care.